Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this planning meeting of the Planning Authority Committee, Monday the 6th of May 2019. This meeting is open to the public, and we have... just told me I'm not connected to the system. Excuse me. We have apologies. We have an apology from Councillor Murphy. Oh, I need to be able to keep on. And just all persons in attendance are advised that this council, that it's council policy to record council minutes in accordance to record council meetings in accordance with council's audio recording policy. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on Council's website for a minimum period of 6 months. Do we have item 2.0 is declarations of interest in this meeting? Do I have any declarations of interest? No? And yes, we have recorded the apology from Councillor Murphy at this point. Item 3.0 is delegated approvals, and we have a recommendation that the delegated approvals be received, which is on page 2. Do I have a mover and a seconder, please?
So moved.
Councillor Hollister, Councillor Milburn. Councillor Hollister, anything to add? Thank you. Councillor Milburn.
Nothing further.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Hollister to close. Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 4.0 is development applications. Item 4.1 is PA 2019.0049, change of use for the church at 12 Forbes Street, Devonport. Do I have a mover for the recommendation, please? Councillor Hollister. Do I have a seconder?
Seconded.
Councillor Milburn. Councillor Hollister.
This is probably an unusual use for this, but it meets all the planning approval conditions, so nothing further to add.
Thank you. Councillor Milburn.
I can see that there's a move of churches moving out of their usual spaces into smaller spaces that are much cheaper as congregations are getting smaller. So this, I'm sure, will be the first of many. I'd just like to note the representation about parking. And I just have a question. What is the parking on Simpester Street? Is it 2 hours or is it just open?
Through the chair, my understanding is there's no restrictions for the parking at Simpester Street currently. It's just normal residential parking.
And second question, should we think about imposing a restriction on there at all?
Through the chair, normal practice would be to, I guess, respond to if and when an issue with parking was to arise. Can't preempt what council may choose to do, but I would expect it would be unlikely to put any further restrictions on it, given the operating hours that the church has indicated for as part of their application.
Sure. Nothing further.
Thank you. Councillor Jarman.
Thank you. Just my question in regards to parking as well. Look, I've got nothing against the congregation meeting there. However, it's my favourite subject. I don't think there's enough parking being allowed for this situation. They're saying there's 35 people in the group. Well, you know, any congregation hopes to grow. So I don't think they're thinking about the future. And also, what about disability parking? I can't see that the spaces are allowing for that. They just look normal. They might be allowing for disability, but I don't know. So can I have an answer to those, please?
Thank you, Mr. Mountney.
Thank you.
Through you, Madam Mayor, certainly as part of the next stage in the process, the developer will need to go through the building surveyor to get the change of use approved and up to the National Construction Code standard. And as part of that process, the building surveyor will look at if there's requirement for disability parking.
And what about it for allowing enough parking? Because if there's 35 members now, you know, we all know congregations can sometimes have special events, there can be different things that they decide to have in that area under that use of church. So, you know, the people that live in that area are going to have, on a Sunday, I know during the week it's not so bad, but some churches can have different meetings arranged through their congregation. They can have a youth night. So there can be a lot of parking that's going to be required, not just for the Sunday services. So we need to, you know, just take into consideration the people that live there. They're worried about too much parking in the streets, so that then if they've got a visitor coming to their place, they can't now park outside the front of their house because of the church service. So are we definitely allowing for enough, is what I want to know, and for future use?
Yes, through you again, Madam Mayor. Certainly the applicant's provided some information to support the rationale why the reduction in car parking is appropriate. And, yeah, as a planner, I've determined that can satisfy the planning scheme.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Hollister to close.
Considered closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 4.2 is PA 2019.004, residential of 14 multiple dwellings at 10 to 12 Edward Street, Devonport. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please?
So moved.
Councillor Hollister, do I have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Perry. Councillor Hollister?
Yes, I believe this sort of development is something that Devonport needs, one-bedroom units. There's, I believe, a fair sort of a shortage of it. It's affordable for a lot of people, whereas two-bedroom units and so forth are not. So I think this is a development in the right direction.
Thank you. Councillor Perry?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. It's an interesting one, this one. I certainly support it. And I guess there were some concerns, mightn't be the right word, but some information required around the communal space. Obviously, if the building takes up 100% of the land space, then communal space is going to be problematic. But this is inner city living, and these things need to be dealt with on their merits and with discretion, and I believe our planning department's done that and conditioned it appropriately. So I think it's a good result. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Jarman?
Thank you. Okay, I've got five things I want to just find out about. I've read it all through. So 300 metres from the foreshore, do they really mean, I misinterpreted it when I first read it, so do they mean from our parklands, which is really the beginning of the one side of Formby Road? So they don't really mean that it's 300 metres to our actual foreshore, but for land that is clear to the foreshore, do you think? Because 300 metres from there to our real foreshore is certainly not 300 metres. So is that what they mean? I'm interpreting it wrong, probably, is what I mean.
Yeah, sorry. You're correct. My understanding of it is that they indicated 300 metres from the foreshore, which is now our parkland area. Yes.
Yeah, because it's another 120 metres from that to the actual foreshore. All right, thank you. I'm concerned, and I just like the movers to think about the cost. We're talking about inner city living, and we were talking about we were hoping for this to be affordable living. My impression is, from what I can gather from the research I've done, is that these are going to be $290 a week. Now, if you're from Sydney, yeah, that's affordable. If you're from Devonport, completely different ballgame. Completely different. So I don't know if the people that are moving this or the colleagues that are here are aware of that, because we need to make sure that if we give this a go-ahead, it's no good if they make it so that it's not affordable for cheaper living, because that's what we're hoping to gain. Is there an answer to that?
My view would be that's not a planning issue, but maybe I'll refer
to the manager. We need to be aware of those things.
Through you, Madam Mayor, in relation to that, as far as acting as the planning authority, it is not a relevant matter under the planning scheme.
Okay.
As to what a developer may or may not consider that the going rate may be for rental of a property of this nature.
Okay. And another question is the fire escape. When I was doing rentals, I was aware that if anything was being built new, it had to have an entrance and an exit to each building. Now, if that is through the window, I just want to know, because I know some of them do that, especially in apartments. And if there is from the next floor up, the first floor, is there a fire escape as such from that window, or do they have to jump? I really, really need to know that. It seems strange, I know, but that's actually what it looks like to me from the plan.
Mr. Mountney, did you want to respond?
Thank you.
Yes, through you, Madam Mayor, certainly take on board what Councillor Jarman's saying. So as part of the next stage in the process, the developer will need to go to a building surveyor, and that's a national construction code issue.
So it's the next step.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And car park spaces, I'm certainly just bringing it up. Yes, we're aware that this is the way it's going to be, but it's certainly not providing for anybody to be living there that they're going to have a car, because those people are going to have to pay for car park spaces on top of. So it certainly doesn't seem to be affordable living that we're allowing here. And yeah, the communal space does concern me, but if the mover and the seconder and the people that are voting for it tonight are happy with that, that's up to them, because I can't vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Jarman. Any other comments?
Just as a seconder of the motion, there's nothing in there about affordable living. It's inner city living. The market will take care of whether they're putting too much on it or not. So it's not affordable living, it's inner city living. So I think that needs to be made pretty clear. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Perry. Any other comments? Councillor Hollister to close.
Consider it closed.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Thank you. That being all of the business on the agenda, declare the meeting closed at 5:28. Thank you very much. Thank you.